Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode on the Play Safe Club podcast, and today we want to talk about female insecurities about their bodies and sexual performance. And I'd like to kick off today's episode by sharing a very short story. And so I have this friend, she's female, and someday we're having, you know, just a regular conversation, and sex came up, and we're talking about her relationship and how unsatisfied she was with her boyfriend's attitude to sex. And I said, have you ever seen what you have down there? And she said, she was like surprised, like, down where? I'm like, yeah, have you seen your vagina before? She said no. And this is a full-grown woman, and she's never seen a vagina before. She doesn't know what it looks like, and she has no idea how to work anything. You know, she doesn't even know what's pleasurable and what's not. She doesn't know what's good and what's not, because there is this stereotype that she isn't supposed to know. So we got into this conversation, and she said, so I asked her, do you like it when someone gives a head? And she said yes. And I said, do you know what it tastes like to give a head? And she said no. I said, okay, you don't know what it tastes like, yeah, but you expect every man to dive right down there, right? And then it dawned on me that there are lots of things about women that women do not know. Maybe it's the way they were brought up. Maybe it's social constructs, you know, societal norms that kind of control how people are supposed to feel about themselves. But whatever you call them, there are all of these issues that make women insecure or uncomfortable about who they are, about their sexuality, their bodies, and of course about their sexual performance. We come from a society where women are expected to be seen and not heard, and where it's a taboo to talk about sex in social spheres. If a man talked about sex in the social sphere, it would be a seemingly normal thing, but if a woman did the exact same, it would be a very terrible thing. And so today we want to explore female insecurities about their bodies and sexual performance. And here to help me deliver this topic is none other than my co-host, Bambi.
Hi, good day.
Good everything.
Everything.
And so today she's the expert, and she's going to tell us all about these insecurities and how women can get over them, right? And that's for a very simple reason. She's a woman, I'm not. So I wouldn't know what those insecurities are. And maybe in the next episode, when we talk about insecurities males face, then I can give you all the information, because I'll probably have some of my own. So Bambi, do you have any insecurities about your body or sexual performance?
No.
Okay. But did you at any point in your time have insecurities?
Yes, I did.
And then you're the right person for this topic. So I'll just shut up now and I'll let you talk to us about insecurities. You know, what are they? How do they manifest? Because I'm sure there are some women who might have some insecurities and not even recognize them.
Okay.
So what are those things, and why do women have them?
Okay. So insecurities are like inadequacies as well. Like when you feel you're not up to it, like you're not adequate enough, you're not complete, or fear. Okay, so few ones that we have are the body. For those of us that have a lot of fat and are big, I used to be like very, 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 very big. And that was when I had that one. Like, I would hold the belly fat. How's this person? You know, understand? And it's obvious this person doesn't care.
Yeah.
You're looking at this person and he doesn't really care.
Yeah.
But you care, because you feel he won't come out right and tell you that, oh, you're looking really bad or something.
Yeah.
And you don't also muster the courage to go and ask, because I mean, you're already telling yourself that you feel that you're fat.
Yeah.
And you look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's pain one, just on pain 101. And then when another person tells you that, man, you look terrible.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's like the worst of it. So nobody will come and tell you that. And you actually look very beautiful, but it's just you that is doing that to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So that's one thing. Size is a one thing. Fat.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might not even look very big, mm-hmm. and you think you're very big. Another thing is probably you have small breasts,
ouch.
And you think yes, your breast is supposed to be very big. I mean, you just feel inadequate. You don't just feel complete.
Yeah.
And this person, nobody's complaining. Mm-hmm. It's you. It's how you are built. And to be honest with you, I think I've been with few boys, and boys like have a conversation with boys, and they actually go for what they want. Yeah. I can't want a big breast.
Mm-hmm.
And I will see, palm not. I'll go and carry it.
Yeah.
Sorry that I'm using that for that, but that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, I can't see a very big breast, and I'll see someone with very small ones, and I'll go ahead and meet this person with small ones, and I'll say, your breast is not big. No, big breasted people everywhere. They will go for them. But he came for you because this is what you want, and you're fine like that. Yeah, so that's another one. Then, scent or smell.
Yep.
The pussy vagina always has its own scent or smell. Yes. Now, if you have an infection, it's not part of it. It's not normal. Because most of the times, if not all the time, it changes taste and it changes smell when you have an infection. So, one thing you should be able to do is to taste yourself. You can taste yourself. It's the best thing for you to know that you don't, because sometimes...
Sorry, I'd like you to say that again.
Taste yourself.
Yeah, so ladies, Bambi just advised you to please taste yourself.
Yes. Yeah, taste yourself. Okay.
Like how often should you do that?
You know, there are infections that don't really show themselves immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and when I mean show is when you start having itches or any discomfort.
Yeah.
You can just dip in and then put on your tongue and then, you should know how you taste.
Okay.
You should know how you taste.
That's interesting.
Yes, you should know how you taste because, I mean, a guy that is giving you head and you don't even know how you taste.
Yeah.
You should know how you taste. So when it's different, you know that, there's a difference. You mean there is something wrong somewhere. Then you go and check yourself.
Or something right.
There cannot be something right if it tastes nice. You know, everybody has their own different, but
everybody tastes different.
Yeah, but it's the same. I don't know how to put it.
Yeah,
it's the same scent. When you're in a place and they just have sex, you know that sex just happen here. Sometimes,
really?
When your nose is good, you realize that
I need to develop that.
Sex just happen here. So
that superpower, I'll be like the sex detector. Happen. Something went down here. You get into a bus, you're like, no.
Okay, yeah. So that's one about how you scent or smell. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody has their own. You're not different.
Yeah.
You should be comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, I don't know, I'm not sure, but I think the semen has his own scent, or the prick on his own has his own scent or something. I don't even want that. I don't know, I'm not sure.
Unfortunately, we can't taste ourselves.
No, you can perceive it.
Okay, yes, okay.
You can perceive it. So, I think, yes. So, because apart from... Okay, I've been saying taste and scent since when I was talking about smell, Abby.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's the same thing. The smell is the same. It's nice. It's okay.
Okay, it's...
When it's foul, you know that, it's a foul smell. And when it's a good one, you know that, yes, it's a good one because you're healthy and it's okay.
Yeah, okay, good. Like, well... I think, guys, we have a lot to learn. We should learn about the science, and because I think it can be the difference between saving your life and jumping into the valley of the shadow of death.
Yeah.
So then, if we can tell a healthy person from someone who has an infection by understanding, what the smell is, if it's a good one, if it's a normal, or if something is wrong, then. Because I've heard a doctor say he can tell if a lady has an infection without, even before he inspects her, just being in her presence, he can perceive if this person has an infection.
Because
he believes, he said that certain infections have certain characteristics, a smell that they give, and maybe powerful nostrils and super sensory abilities, able to okay, infection. But most people really can't do that, and I think we need to learn.
Yeah, but a foul smell is a very nasty smell.
Uh-huh.
And everybody, even the girl herself, knows that this is a terrible smell.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
And there is a general way you have to scent or smell, and that is that. So, it's okay, it's normal.
But then, if I should ask a random question, do you think that a foul smell would dissuade a man who is on a mission?
Oh, it will knock you off.
It
like
will?
When you have an erection,
yeah,
and it comes to you, what are you doing? It's going to just go away, like okay. Instantly. I have a friend that I mentioned,
yeah,
they were already in it. They said he actually gave the head and everything.
He gave the head,
yes, and it was okay, it was cool, but all of a sudden, more foul smell just spread everywhere.
Ooh.
And he didn't understand, he just grew limp, and then he just came out. You come and be going, you know.
Oh my god. Yeah, man.
So yeah.
Okay.
It's not nice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we talked about size, we talked about
scent. And then we're going to talk about orgasm.
Oh yeah, tell me about that.
Say insecurity about your orgasms. There are some people that feel not complete because they've not had an orgasm before.
Okay.
And some people feel they can never have an orgasm.
Wow.
Yes, because they must have had sex tons of times and it didn't happen. So they now feel very, please, you can. It's just that you've not found it. So like I said in a former episode, you might just be having the normal sex without no other things, and then you don't get to, you must not get your orgasm through penetrative sex. Other things can apply, probably stimulating the clitoris, which you've not done.
Yeah.
Or you've not done it to that point.
Yeah.
And sometimes if it's coming and you feel it's coming, like when you're about to, there are some guys that don't know when a girl is about to come. And then at that point that you're already there, he just pulls out.
Ouch.
Fuck shit.
Oh my god.
You understand?
Oh my god.
So
just at the tip of, you know, like at the tip of your fingers, you're almost reaching for it, almost touching the stars, and bam, you're down to it. That must be a terrible feeling.
It's very frustrating. So yes, it's there, you have it there. I don't think you should be, no, I'm not saying I don't think, I know, and I'm telling you that you shouldn't be insecure about that. Everyone does have orgasms, and we were with the right person, the person is going to like find a way to do it for you. It's not when you go out, let's be honest, when you go and have random sex, you're having sex with this person today, the next day you have like multiple sex partners.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a sex partner that is not so interested in making you satisfied, that is just interested in coming.
Mm.
You won't get that thing you're looking for, you understand? So yeah, this shouldn't be a problem. Orgasm, everyone does have it. You've just not explored that part of you. So another insecurity that women normally have is bodily functions. That's normal functions your body, or normal things your body does, like farting, like when you're having sex and then menstruation, your menstruation just comes, your period just comes.
Yeah.
You ain't expecting, or you're not sure or something. And those, then another
and
thing,
those can be terrible, you know. I once heard a story of a guy who was going down on his girlfriend, and you know, there was power failure, they were in the dark.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, so she comes, and at the time she's coming, the menstrual blood also pumps right into the guy's, and she was actually sitting on the guy's face. So this dude jumps up with a bloody face and a mouthful of blood.
Oh, he's scarred.
Yeah, man, that's terrible, you know.
Mm.
Simply because we can't consume blood. At least most people can't. But man, I'm sure that guy will have a hard time giving head.
Yes.
After that experience.
That means that he's scarred. He's scarred for life. Yeah, but what we're trying to say is that when your period comes out like that, you shouldn't. I mean, it's okay. It's not okay for the guy. It's a bad experience.
Yeah.
It's a bad experience, but you shouldn't now start feeling insecure about yourself because it came out like that. You know, some people might just stay off sex, so that something like that won't happen again. You shouldn't do that to yourself. I mean, it's a bad experience, and then you've experienced it and all of that. So what will happen is you to pay more attention to your body, because I think you know when your period is about to come, and you know the signs it gives you. So just be alert, know your body properly. Then the last one, or one of the last ones that we have here, is when you're having an anal sex, and then you are fucking, and then shit will not come out.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's okay.
Is it?
Yeah, it's very, very, very okay.
Not
please,
when you're the man.
Please, uncle, expect it. I'm telling you, it's okay.
Okay, well, I think if I should weigh in on your argument, right?
Yeah.
You don't go to the kitchen expecting not to feel the heat.
Exactly. Right?
If you're going to the kitchen, expect the heat. So if you're going to have anal, just have it at the back of your mind that there is a possibility. You're gonna get some shit, and when that happens,
it's bad for the guy. I think all these things are like for the guy. It's really like, but I'm telling you, baby girl, it's okay. It's okay. You don't feel terrible that I just did this and this one, and then you start feeling no, it's okay. I mean, what was he expecting? What were you guys expecting? You're fucking the shithole.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So if you go in and they ask, expect to meet some shit, you know, I guess that's a good way to look at it. So this would be a very good time to take a short break, and when we return, we shall look at what the causes of these insecurities are and how women can rise above them and go on to enjoy the best sex life they can possibly have. So stay tuned and let's catch up after the break. So hello guys and welcome back. So we've been talking about insecurities women face about their bodies and sexuality, and we have looked at some of these insecurities. We looked at size, we looked at size of breasts, we talked about scents, and finally we talked about body functionings, and now we shall look at some of the causes of these body imaging issues. So Bambi, why do these insecurities exist?
It's what the society taught us. I mean, not like society taught us, but generally everywhere, the guy, anything that a guy does or the way a guy is, nobody really looks into it that much.
It's a man's world.
But when he's a woman, I mean, there's just a lot of things. You can talk openly about how you have sex, or you can talk openly about your dick.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, but a woman, most of the times, in fact, almost all the times, is hard to talk about, unless you're talking to your mommy that you have. Now, they're going to talk about probably you have infection, or you have something that needs urgent medical attention.
Yeah.
But when it comes to talking about, like you mentioned, the girl that didn't know what her pussy looks like.
Yeah.
An adult. Why? It's your body. Look at it. It's very beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, so just look at it. So most of the things that cause these things are like the media, the people around you, your pair. Then fitness industries, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Those ones are the worst of it. Most of the advertisements, you don't see any plus size woman on it.
Yeah, it's always
you always seeing the
models.
Slim, yeah, the slim ones.
Flat tummy, six pack.
Yeah, so you're going to feel really bad. Oh, it's because I'm not like this that this happening. Then you now start looking for ways to turn yourself into being slim.
Yeah,
you understand. And I'm not saying that being healthy is young, but being slim is not generally healthy.
Yeah, I mean,
people, you can still be like really big and you're
super healthy, right?
Yeah, what you eat, what you drink, how a lot of things, your mental state is okay. You mustn't be like slim shady for you to know that, oh, okay, I'm really healthy and all of that. You don't listen to those people.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've come to see that health is relative.
Mm-hmm.
There are persons who look slim, but they are not healthy at all.
Yeah.
You know, and then there are persons who look big and they are full of life, full of energy, and they go on to achieve all of their dreams and goals. So, I think all that matters is that we take in less of what the society and what the media is trying to feed us.
Yeah.
You know, you can barely see a soap advert that doesn't have like a really slim, sexy woman,
fair,
you know.
Fair, yeah, fair. Yeah, fair.
Or cosmetic, and they're always putting on the light, the cream, and
all lingerie, abi? Lingerie, lingerie, anyone.
Yeah.
Those ones, they will now go and get all these very fine babies, fine babes that have like big boobs and big ass to, you know, and very flat bellies to do their whole advertisements.
Yeah.
And you're going to see that, and probably your breasts are small, you now want to go and get a boob job or get your ass done,
mm-hmm,
or do one thing or the other. Do you want, I don't know, but I'm forced to ask you if your aim in life is to be on those platforms, because I think you should bother about yourself, your mental health, how you feel. I think how you feel is like the most important. This is my cousin that's like really, really big.
Yeah,
she's a girl.
Yeah,
so when I started losing weight,
mm-hmm,
she looked at me and said, IJ, where is your bum bum? Your bum bum have disappeared. You'll be killing yourself. I mean, she's not moved. She doesn't want to go down there. She loves herself the way she's big.
Yeah, yeah.
So whenever she sees me, I'm walking out, I'm doing anything, she say, kill yourself. Continue killing yourself for not... You understand?
Yeah.
But all of those are thoughts because she knows where I'm walking out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talk about cellulites.
What's that?
Cellulites are like rumples on the skin. It's mostly on the labs.
Okay.
Of, I don't know if you've seen it, a girl, a lady, like all these big women, is like very rough rumples.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the labs mostly, and on the bum bum, people mostly have it on their butts if they are really big.
Okay. Are those like stretch marks? Or?
No, cellulites are like their body, but the body is not like very smooth.
Yeah.
They have like, it's not rumpled like this, but yeah, like, I don't know how I'm supposed to show you, but...
I think I can imagine that.
But someone has referred to it as potholes on someone's body.
Oh, yeah, okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've seen it on a really big woman.
Yes.
But it was on her arms, on her arms, and it was
because you didn't see her body then. All of this.
Yeah, she was fully clothed. So,
all of her laps and her... everywhere has it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, I mean, not cellulites and stretch marks, I think they are still come hand in hand, because stretch marks,
mm-hmm,
don't normally come on people because they are really big. Like this cousin I mentioned, she's, when I say someone is big, she's really big,
mm-hmm,
but you won't find one stretch mark on her skin.
Interesting.
And I have this cousin that is really slim. I've never seen, that girl hasn't added weight since I met her, since they're growing up. But there are stretch marks all over her legs.
Yeah. So I guess it's a skin type issue.
Oh, I think someone said it was genetic. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's also a thing.
Yeah. Someone said it was genetic.
That's also a thing.
And it's okay. I'm trying to say it's okay. Please. People should not be stressing yourselves over a lot of things.
Because if I know my brothers so well, I know that no matter what you look like as a lady, there is a man out there who is dying to have you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know guys who won't date slim girls. And, you know, you have to have some flesh. You know, you have to be a handful. That's the way they describe it. You have to be a handful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no meat. No. They don't want bones.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And we come in different shades. And everybody has very different preferences. And before we get into the, you know, the rest of the way out, I just thought about something, you know. Do women ever wonder about their sexual performance? Do they ever wonder if the man is happy, if he's satisfied, if he's impressed?
Yeah, they do. Especially when you keep a very straight face when you're having sex.
Mm.
So in your head, you're like, what's going on in his head? Is he not enjoying it? What's going on? I mean, you won't ask him.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're looking for that thing to show that, well, I really liked this thing, or I'm really enjoying this thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
They want feedback.
There are a few guys that would actually express, like, I think some guys moan, actually. So there are a few of them that will actually express it that way. Once you are an espresso, good. Nobody, the girl won't be thinking that, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But once you're just, you're actually enjoying it, but it's just you. You can't be squeezing your face or doing all the whole contorting to show that you like it.
Well, I guess it's all about a person's socialization.
Yeah, but
if I've been socialized that it's not manly to moan and I have to keep a straight face and, you know, just get to business, you know, just, and then I bring that attitude to the game, chances are the lady might think that I'm displeased.
So,
when in actual sense, I just have that perception that, man, it has to be mean and stress, man. Just go in, dig, and get out.
So I think that's why once, when you're having sex, sometimes you just say you like it or you love it, and then just expect that response.
Yeah, you know, and I just think we talked about that in a previous episode where I said you have to, you know, talk before sex, talk during sex, and talk after sex. You know,
yes.
Communication has to keep going because, man, is this working? Is this good? You like this? You want to get that feedback because, if a man isn't giving adequate feedback, the lady might end up thinking she's not doing something right.
Yeah,
and that isn't good. So you care about that woman, give her some feedback, you know, go a little crazy, moan.
okay. Yeah,
so talk to the women, how can they get out of this?
Okay, so yes, there are various ways to overcome these insecurities. Creating a positive relationship with food. Yeah, when you create, you know, we have to have a relationship. All of us have relationships with food. Just make sure it's not toxic. It's funny that you hear someone say you're having a toxic relationship with food. Don't stress eat. In case you don't know what stress eating means, when you're sad, you go and find junk. When you're angry, you eat. When you want to release stress, you eat. Every time you're eating, that's like a really, really toxic relationship. I mean, because if you eat when you're supposed to eat and you eat healthy stuff and you're, even if you get fat, there are people like me that get fat within 2 weeks of not working out. If you're eating rightly, it won't really affect you at all. So give a positive relationship with food. Eat when you're supposed to eat. And don't go and starve yourself because of anybody. I mean, that's one. Two, stop comparing yourself to others.
Yeah, stop comparing yourself to others.
We are built differently.
Yeah.
Like I said, if I don't work out for 2 weeks, I'm not say 1 month, 2 weeks, I'm everywhere. I'm really big. No matter how much I try to diet.
Yeah.
There are people that they will eat and eat and eat, their stomach will just bulge a bit. Next thing, they are back to abandoning their ego. So, I mean, don't compare yourself to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important. Because that's the first thing. Once you start looking at someone that, this person is like this, so, and I'm like that, that's that. You start feeling very, very bad of yourself. And then low self-esteem comes in. And it does something you don't want to do to yourself. I'm serious. The next one is to avoid measuring your self-worth on your physical appearance. Self-worth is innate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not outside.
Yeah.
There are some people that are like really... No, let me not use slim, because when you say slim, it's like someone is just slim. There are people that have mad shape.
Yeah.
Mad figures, but they have low self-esteem.
Yeah.
So it's not about what you look like. Is about you, your person, me being Bambi. That's what's important, not by how big you are or how slim you looking. So avoid measuring your self-esteem with your physical appearance.
Okay.
Then treat your body well. If you treat your body will treat you well.
Interesting. So
yeah.
Maybe give us a few ways you can treat your body well.
Three ways you can treat your body well is by feeding it good food.
Yeah, good food, very important.
Drinking enough water.
Yes.
Look in the mirror, you are very beautiful.
Appreciate yourself.
Yes, appreciate yourself a lot. Please get yourself nice stuff, dress up for yourself, look good for yourself. You understand? I mean, you have cellulite, yes, it's okay. What do you want to do? I have this friend that she had just tiny, like, 3 stretch marks on her hand, and then she was not looking for what to remove it with, and she rubbed something and then the thing turned black and were like 5 of them. Just stay the way you are. I don't know, treat your body well, it will appreciate you more. Because appreciating you more is when it's not looking very fine on the outside. I don't know if you get me, but when you treat your body well, you give it good food, you drink enough water, you wear very nice clothes, have good sense, yeah? It treats you well by outlook now. When you're outside, someone sees you, the person knows that, oh, this one is like really, really beautiful. And when you look in the mirror, you're going to see that, okay, you're really, really beautiful. You don't even need someone to tell you. Sometimes when someone says, ah, IJ, you're a very beautiful girl.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm not so wow, because I know that I am.
So maybe the right response should be, Bambi, you're very beautiful. You'd be like, I know.
I know, right?
Man, I hate when people say that.
Okay, so yeah.
But you see, I think for me, it all boils down to understanding that all the satisfaction you're going to get out of this life must come from within.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're looking up to others to validate what you think or to say good things about you, then you're in for a lot of disappointment, because we are built to be selfish. Yeah, and that's the truth. Every human being is built to be selfish, and we tend to want to put ourselves, our needs, our perceptions above those of others. And as a matter of fact, there are human beings out there who derive pleasure from making others look bad, because somehow they imagine that they look good and they would be a lot happier if they're able to make you look bad. So make yourself look good and don't give a damn what the world thinks, and only then will you be able to succeed in real good relationships. I know a number of ladies who have lost out on good relationships because of these insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes these are built from perceptions, fears that have no real basis. You know, what if maybe he'll find somebody, maybe he doesn't like this, maybe he doesn't like that. In fact, I had this lady, and we're friends on Facebook, and she ended up on Instablog. So if you follow Instablog, you might have come across this story a few months back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've known but we've been Facebook friends for a few years, and we chat like a few, I don't know, maybe once in a year,
okay,
or every 2 years. And she's been worried about her weight. And so lately she tried to do something about it, because she's been trying to get into a relationship. And, you know, we've talked about these things, you know, years back. And it turns out she decided to take some action to get herself really slim. And she went on some serious fasting, took some medication, and ended up in the hospital.
Oh.
So while she was in the hospital, she took pictures of herself and put it on Facebook and was like, oh boy, see, I'm hospitalized here. I almost lost my life because I'm trying to lose a weight. Now she's not even in a relationship, and somehow she imagined that it's her weight that is keeping her in that state of not having a relationship. And if only she can become slim, then maybe she can find love and people can appreciate her and all that. But then I know 1,001 ladies who are, you know, plus size, and they are in loving relationships, many are happily married with kids. So when she put her picture up on Facebook, Instablog got it.
Mm.
And they put it on their page on Instagram, and the lady went viral. You know, when I saw it, I was like, oh my god, why? You know, why did you post these pictures? You didn't need to tell us you were dying because you're trying to get into a relationship where you're trying to lose weight. Because then sometimes these behaviors further reinforce the insecurities that she feels. Because then she would go to the comment section on Instablog and read what people are saying.
Yes, and it's going to get worse.
We know Nigerians are going to say very mean stuff, you know.
Very, very. Then I say, when you're telling yourself that you look bad or you look you're not okay. I tell myself every day in my mind that I'm very ugly. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm going to feel bad.
Yes, yes.
But I'm going to feel worse if someone comes to my face and say you're very ugly.
Oh boy.
So that was terrible.
And people are going to do that no matter how beautiful you are.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you can be Abani Darego and people are going to say, who's Abani Sef? Eh? Abani waiting. If you even find that one. We've seen finer people than her. But yet she was Miss World.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the way our people think. That's the way we behave. And hoping someone else is going to help you feel good about yourself, that would be a very big mistake. And so do not reinforce your insecurities. Do the things that make you happy, that amplify that feeling of goodness, of wholesomeness, of, you know, of joy, of love, of peace. And only then will you learn to shine and attract the love that you need in your life. So guys, it's been a very interesting episode, and thank you, Bambi, for joining me on this, and we hope you'll be here in future episodes to talk some more about all of these issues. And thank you guys for spending this time with us. If you're new, if this is the first time you're listening to our podcast, don't forget to subscribe so that I get notified every time I make new content. And feel free to share our stuff if you have friends who will benefit from this knowledge. Remember, the Placeif Club will try to provide, you know, good, reliable sex education that will help you make the best of your sex life.
Yeah, yeah. I can use the comment section.
Yes.
To air your views or your concerns.
Yes.
And we'll definitely, it will be engaging because we'll be there waiting for it.
Yes, we'll be waiting for your comments. Shoot, send them right across. All right. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day and don't forget to play safe.